the listing agent, the room that wasn't that room. The showman's certainty that the right angle, the right light, and one good sentence can conjure a buyer out of thin air. The buyers walk in, and you watch their faces do the math in real time. The wide-angle lens that made the primary bedroom look like a ballroom has just been exposed as a lie, a beautiful one, told to everyone, including yourself a little. The hallway that photographed like a gallery is actually the width of a yoga mat. Somewhere between the camera and the listing, the trick worked too well, and now you're standing in the gap between the photo and the room, apologizing with your whole body. This is the magician's warning. Sleight of hand builds a crowd, but it doesn't build trust, and trust is the only thing that survives to the next referral. Shoot the room honestly enough that the walkthrough is a relief, not a letdown. The buyers who feel tricked don't come back, even when they love the house. What may cross your path? A buyer stands in a doorway and says, "This looked so much bigger online," before they say hello. You catch yourself avoiding eye contact during a showing because you know exactly which angle you cheated. A showing runs 8 minutes because there's simply less house to walk through than the photos implied. A buyer's agent quietly texts you asking for a photo that isn't the wide one. Let one photo tell the truth about scale. A slightly smaller crowd who trusts you beats a full one who feels conned. Your mantra, the room only has to be honest. I don't have to make it lie for me.